After Shaksus, naturally, Seichim, the Kolasher, Tashuyus, the Tanu, the Hims, and Tamtim, Bom, says that one should not eat Shrotim and Tamayu and get your mind out of focus also. The person who eats things that aren't kosher, it affects his mind. Doesn't have the right ability to have clarity of what's important in life. And the Shabru says it's a moshel. Person who was at a store that sells spices. And one time he had to go into a tannery, which has a very foul smell from the hides of the carcasses of the animals. And when he got in there, he almost fainted from the smell. He was used to the sweet smell of the spices. Eventually, something went wrong with the store, and he had to close down the store. And he had to start working in the tannery. So in the beginning, he felt he could barely make it through the day from the horrible smell. But the course of time, he stopped smelling the smell. That's human nature. We get used to anything. You don't hear what you're used to hearing. You don't see what you're used to hearing. I lived in between Kennedy and LaGuardia Airport. It was a very big airport. So every few minutes of the plane, you didn't hear any planes. It's nonstop, more than hearing it. So that's the thing. Hashem made us in a way that we get used to things so we don't notice them anymore. So the same thing, a person is distracted, they're not careful about the food he eats, they also get them used to having a sheikhis to unpleasant in a spiritual sense of things. So that's the thing, we have to be careful, not get ourselves too local with things that disconnect us from Kodesh Vokal. That's one of the big problems of the new invention of the phone. People are connected to it the whole time, which is basically they're connected to all their things. I don't see people non-stop pressing their phone to find what a Kodesh Baruch has to tell me now. How could I use my time better? Yeah. We should know that if you could get rid of it, it's a big Kiddush Hashem. If for some reason you're too addicted and you can't get away from it, then at least remind yourself that for every time you use it, you have to connect yourself to the Davos of Kedusha. You're connected to the right things.